Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Jermaine. When Jesus the Messiah was arrested and taken before Annas and the high priest Caiaphas, Peter followed and entered the courtyard of the high priest. Three times Peter denied that he was a disciple of Jesus. Messiah Jesus was crucified. He died for our sins. He was buried. Jesus the Messiah was raised on the first day of the week, on Sunday, and appeared to his disciples. The apostles became eyewitnesses of the resurrection of Jesus. The apostles stayed in Jerusalem for the week of unleavened bread after the Passover feast. Jesus again appeared to them on the next Sunday evening. He told them to meet him in Galilee. Listen to John chapter 21. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And in this way he showed himself. Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We are going with you also." They went out and immediately got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, "Children, have you any food?" They answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had removed it, and plunged into the sea. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from land, but about 200 cubits, dragging the net with fish. Then as soon as they had come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish which you have just caught." Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to land, full of large fish, 153. And although there were so many, the net was not broken. Jesus said to them, "Come and eat breakfast." Yet none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then came and took the bread and gave it to them, and likewise the fish. This is now the third time Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish." This he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, "Follow me." Then Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also had leaned on his breast at the supper and said, "Lord, who is the one who betrays you?" Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, "But Lord, what about this man?" Jesus said to him, "If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? You follow me." Then the saying went out among the brethren that this disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, but, "If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who testifies of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which, if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen. John chapter 21. Jesus had sent word to his apostles to go to Galilee, and there they would see Jesus. So after the days of unleavened bread, they went to Galilee. It was in Galilee that Jesus had called some of them, saying, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." That had been about 3 years before. When seven of them went back to Galilee, to the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias, Peter led them in spending a night fishing. They caught nothing until Jesus, the risen Messiah, called to them from the shore, which was about 100 meters away. And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." They did what Jesus said and caught 153 big fish. This miracle showed them that it was Jesus. John understood that it was Jesus who was on the shore in the distance. John said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Peter plunged into the sea and swam to Jesus. The others came in the boat dragging the net with the fish. Jesus had a fire of coals with fish and bread ready for the apostles. They ate breakfast together. Jesus showed himself to his apostles, making them eyewitnesses of his resurrection from the dead. This was the third time that he had shown himself to them. Yes, they knew and had witnessed that Jesus had been raised from the dead. Will you believe their testimonies? On this occasion, Jesus restored Peter. Remember, Peter had denied Jesus three times. So Jesus asked Peter three times if Peter loved him. After the first time that Peter professed his love for Jesus, Jesus said to Peter, "Feed my lambs." After the second time that Peter answered Jesus, Jesus commanded Peter, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to Peter the third time, "Do you love me?" And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Yes, Jesus restored Peter and called him to the work that he was to do, to feed the lambs of Jesus, to tend the sheep of Jesus, to feed the sheep of Jesus. What did that mean? Peter was called by Jesus, the chief shepherd, to be a shepherd, to take care of Christians, the people of God, to spiritually feed the Word of God to young Christians, to look after the welfare of Christians, and to feed the Word of God to Christians. Yes, Jesus called Peter to serve him the rest of his life on earth. Jesus commanded Peter, "Follow me." John chapter 21, verse 9. Remember, 3 years before, Jesus had said to Peter and Andrew, his brother, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Yes, Jesus made them fishers of men. Jesus spoke to Peter about what death Peter would glorify God. Yes, Peter followed Jesus, Messiah. Peter served Jesus, and Peter died for Jesus, the Messiah. Early Christians wrote that Peter was crucified. Peter knew that Jesus had been raised from the dead, and he proclaimed the good news for the rest of his life. Peter preached the resurrection of Jesus the Messiah in Jerusalem to those who had been responsible for the crucifixion of Jesus the Messiah. They believed the fact of the resurrection and became Christians, messianic believers. The first Christians were Jews. The congregation of Messiah began in Jerusalem because of the historical facts of the resurrection of Jesus Messiah. 3,000 Jews were baptized into Messiah on the day of Pentecost after the resurrection of Jesus the Messiah. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Without the resurrection, there could not have been a congregation, a church. The Jews who knew Jesus best, who knew the evidences, who had seen the signs that Jesus had done, and had heard the eyewitness testimonies about the resurrection, believed the apostles, and followed Jesus the Messiah. We need to do the same. They are examples for us. The Jews who believed in Jesus took the gospel, the good news, to the nations of the world. Will you believe in Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God? As Jesus said to Peter, "Do you love me?" The question for you is, do you love Jesus? Will you follow the Lord Jesus the Messiah? Jesus is the only one who has died for your sins. His blood was given for the forgiveness of our sins. Redemption from the slavery of sin is through faith in his blood. There is eternal life in Messiah, in Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by Jesus the Messiah. There is salvation in no one else. Will you have eternal life in the heavenly New Jerusalem? Or will you have eternal punishment in hell? The choice is yours. On the day of Pentecost, after the resurrection of Jesus the Messiah, Peter the Apostle preached in Jerusalem to more than 3,000 Jews. He concluded with these words, "Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made this Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Messiah." Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Messiah for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts chapter 2, verses 36 through 38. Amen. If you'd like to get a free New Testament, a free Bible, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, a free English Improvement course, or a free Bible course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, Postal Index Zip Code 73083, United States of America. That is Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Amen.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you.